Okay, good morning, good vach. So we're holding here Perik Yud Gimel. Vazer Perik Nevar Lecha, ki oisam shechashvu, ki yisna achachm sechitzenis ha-toy ma-shechachm sechitzenis ma-aynois bedvarim shuvim ha-gagalim, emitzayim shuvim. We have just gotten through explaining to you, you know, the mistake of the people that think that the chachm sechitzenis have a maila, that they deal with deeper things. Whereas Divertera deals with the Yanim that are Pachos, the figure Choshek at Slochi Basog and Zangshum. That was the reason why they thought that that Slochi is dealing with Malachim and so on. Akvar Marno Kimashe Choshebe name of a Daitam Enekach, Avashivus Yatera, Mashik Zesemis Bacheshon Vaburim, Vesharach and Mazaparim Zabir. So, you know, the topic he's dealing with is the same topic. He's going to give another nekuda in this perek about why Dafka learning Torah doesn't have the inferiority of dealing with what he calls Rav Chusim, as opposed to philosophies, deep philosophies, which deal with very deep things. Da, ki Torah tmima takiv gankim b'chol hasagit le'tech sekobay. It's wrong. It's a mistake. Torah itself also deals with inyanim that are deep, that are that are ruchnius and so on. Ve'im kinir bein other kedar Torah kedvarim chusim shvalim. Even though it seems that Torah is dealing with very very simple things, very physical things, ein b'zeh tmiya ki kara l'Torah ha'adam mashakara l'adam. We need to understand Torah in the same way we understand Adam himself. A person is in this world, very physical. Even though he has an neshama, which is comes from Elyonim. And he has a ha'ar of Tzal Malakim. Kach emitzes ha-teira. Im shem dvorim gashmim, yeshem soit pnimi sh'omid b'rum sh'leilam. So even though they're physical inyanim, they seem physical, they have a soit that comes from a different world. Meaning, the pnimi is shabadava. Ume atal yitama odom echizkarim lo mahabad ya-teira. So a person shouldn't wonder how he is zeichot ha-mahabad through teira, shibitvar ha-ktanam ha-kusim. Kashela zois, gankim ha-shela odom, the same question: how a physical person can be zeicher to olam haba? Yes, the person that we see and perceive and at first glance is the person. But I'll just tackle the kankim hashesh boy. Ki yesh by ruach alakim neshama k'toisha ashan neshama zeis chatzun lasisa kovet. A person has a neshama. And the chayim nitzchim is shaykh to the neshama, not to the physical person. V'chein, im shemitzas ha-tori nir shem dvarm ha-chusim, yesh mitzas dvarm al-yenim al-akoyl, magim ar-elam haba, at shemitzas ha-tori shem chuyiv ha-odam lifol, and then the gamma ha-odam nishmasay. So it's mamish parallel. A person is a very physical person. Biologically, we're interchangeable with animals. You could transplant an animal's aver into a person with some modification, and it works. So the heart of a davacha physically prompts a person, and yet a person has a whole themius that's not shaykh to balachayim. Well, the fika k'marim atzma show emet by the mahazev nishvasa ger mahaba the kach hatoy by mitzvah shem chui balam lifol and bitvom shem balam mahazev tasma yosam al avshalom. So the morale now says the nekuda that there is a pnimius to teira. He's referring to Chachmas Hanista, and it's inside this physical the Torah that talks about physical things, just like a person himself. It's parallel to a person. I want to talk about this, but I first want to see there's a piece, a long zayin, and then I want to talk about it when we finish that. I want to be mazed this more. Because there's a common mistake with this. Now, let's see a bit more, and then we'll. And that's why he holds there's no schar in this world. in Rosh Hashanah, it's not shaykh to have a tashlum for it because it's too above it. Let's take an example. If let's say somebody saved somebody's life, so you could charge the person for the labor spent doing CPR, but I can't charge a person for one neshama returned. There's no such price like that. So I can charge a person for the work done for the amount of time I needed to prepare for it. You know, these type of things. It's not, no one's, there's no such thing as pay me back the value of the life. Zulus mitzvah shtei lebrius. Mitzvahs that are shtei lebrius means they have a layer that's really shaykh to this world. So they're really shaykh to have. So that's the pshat in Schar Mitzvah Al-Maleka, is that there's no way to, you know, had the advertisements, this is this, and this is priceless. They don't have, a price means there's an exchange in this world. It's of this world things. So physical labor, things for things, those are things that are shayach to exchange. When you're talking about life, you're talking about happiness, some of these things, they're just not, they're not of this world. It's nonsense. There's no shava b'shav. No, good. Now he brings a zayah, very, very famous zayah, the zayah kodesh. It says the morale in a few places brings a zayah. It's only safer than he first, obviously. It's not, it was a contemporary, basically, of the Arizal, etc. And he bets him was kosh with others. But our component, this is a zayah, quite a famous zayah. B'medesh hanela. Omer of Shimon. Shimon said, "Vayla ubarnash de amri de ha oiraisa osalach zosi purim ba'alma milde yoita." Woe unto the person who says that the Torah is telling us mundane stories about the world and things like that. The hachi, if that's true, if the Torah was basically a work of literature, afilu bizmano do anan yochel mevet b'oiraisa milde yoita shayasem kula. Because if that was true, I could make a Torah, we could make a Torah, even Mizvan Azer, that's literary, from a literary point of view, much nicer than a Torah. Ilachzor mila da'alma, if it's to teach me about the world, I feel even kafsir da'alma, is a mila yaseira. The shlitim, the world rulers, have better ones. Let's take their textbooks. And let's make a Torah out of that. Elo, kol milin deiraisa milin iloin verozni iloin. All the works of Torah have a higher dimension to it. Say this. Terchazi, alma love alma tator bechad miskle iskalu. The world above and the world the bottom were made with one scale. Yisrael lesata malachel olayla. Yikalisol lemata malachem lemala. Malachi lo yiksiv buhu oisa malach of ruchois. Hai basari lo. This is on a higher plane. B'shai to the nosan sata, when they come down to our world, mislab shibu levush ayalma, they put on the vushim of this world. V'loi mislab shibu kegav na ayalma, if they would not put on the vushim of this world, lo yoch lemekim ayalma, they couldn't possibly survive here. V'loi sovelon alma. If that's true, Malachim, I rise the brolahu ubra almekulo bekaima beginoa alachas kam bekama. Torah certainly that everything comes from there and everything is for that. Kiv the nox is like alma when it comes to our world. Ilav the mislapshu belavushu day alma la yocha alma mispal. If it would not wear levushim of this world, the world couldn't be saved. It. The stories of Torah are levush. If anybody thinks that those stories are the Torah, There are levushim which look nice, and people see the levush. They never bother to look at the person. Kai gavna de raisa. Chashiv dai levusha gufa chashivusha gufa nishmasa. They think that these levushim are the person. So a person dresses nicely, you say, "Wow, what a chasha person." Kai gavna raisa is le gufa The Torah has a guf, and that's called gufa Torah. High guf from mislabish levushin, the inon sipur in thy alma. It's mislabish with levushin, and which are the stories of this world. Tipshin the alma le mistakel by levusha, the sipur de raisa. The tipshin look only at the levush, which are the stories. V'lo yad yes yasir. They don't know more than that. Le mistakel by madiyu tchus ha levusha. Inon the yad yaser. Yaser. Those who know more. Those are a little bit more. They look at the goof under it. Chachimin avde malkiri law. Those chachamim who are vodim of the melech. Inon the kaim of the Torah Sinai. Those that were in our Sinai. Let me stack a little bit. Look at the neshama. The ikra the kula raisa mamish. Or the alma lazim the osi zeminely stakala ben shmos and shmos the raisa. And therefore. They, Lasid Lavi, will look at the Nisham of the Torah. Tochazi Achanami le'elis levusha v'gufa nishmasa. Nishmasa le'nishmasa, shmaya v'cheilehon ilu ina levusha. So the levush is the physical world around, even up to Shemayim. Knes Yisrael is the guf, le'mekabla nishmasa di'tifaris Yisrael. Baldo iyo gufa nishmasa. Nishmasa demoran do'tifaris Yisrael. The neshama is the first Yisrael, the Araisa Mamish. When neshmasa, there's a neshama to the neshama, do iu atika kadisha, bekula ochid do, and they all are connected one with each other. Vailin chayav adamer de raisa lav iu al sipur ba'alma. Woe to the people that say Torah is just a sipur. Inu mistakma levush dov le yose. Zakon inu tzadikai, the mistakma by raisa kiriko yos. Chamer le yose vekankan. They understand Torah is a kli for the wine inside. Kacha reis hazavusha da, valda leiboi listakola b'mari istchus devusha, valda kol inun milen v'kol inun sipur nevusha inun ad kol nishayim. This is a very famous zaya. Now, I want to, so this zaya is used to express, to prove or to, that the ikah of Torah is the primus of Torah. I want to explain something about this, which I think is a big mistake, and it was one of the cornerstones of machlokes between Litvish and Chassidim, especially Chabad, more than anyone else. One of the stories about Reb Aaron Kotler was a tremendous misnagit to Chassidus. To Chabad, not Chassidus, Hashem, Chabad. And one of the stories is that the previous Rebbe said that when it says Asher Shnagach Sapara, the Torah has nothing better to do than to deal with with cows and oxen goring each other. I mean, that's the Torah. But it's the truth is it's the Pnimius. The Shor is the Shor and the Merkava, and the Parah is this and that and so on and so forth. And he basically went through the roof, Reb Aaron, and said that it's kfir and apikarsis, and it was one of, I don't know if when we talk about a story that set it off, it's one of the stories that's typical. But l'chur, the Zohar Kodesh seems to be saying that. So how do you understand it? So I want to give a dogma. Let's bechlal understand this whole thing. A toddler is beginning to speak and asking, what's this, what's that, so on and so forth. You want to teach him concepts such as justice, love, and any other word that's not physical. Those words themselves, there is no way to teach it to the child because the child it can only grasp things that are real and physical in his world. So anything that can be pushed, pulled, banged on, he can have a word. So my entire vocabulary with him is going to be about physical objects. But what I do is I begin to associate words that are conceptual. And you say, taking toys from your brother is wrong. It's not just, not, doing this is just, it's not just. Somewhere along the line, the child picks up the flavor of the words, and he has a sense of a more conceptual meaning. So there is no way for him to learn things that are conceptual without actually going through the physical experiences. The physical experiences leave a certain residue in a child, and that residue is the concept, whatever it is. One example. Let's take another example. Going a little more to Torah. You have kids who learn Gemara. They teach the words, and that's it. It's all about the words, and it's about, you know, if he did this, he did that. Lumdus is conceptualizing it. So I ask, somebody's learned through a sugi really well in the pshat level, and I ask him, okay, so what exactly, how would you now define the p'tur? Einonis begitten, einonis works here, doesn't work here, works that. So tell me all the gemaras together, what does einonis exactly do to that it's not considered a good deal or whatever it is and so on? And you struggle and you come up with some concept. You get another type of kid who is very eager to learn the lumdus, and he's immediately lumdusing and hasn't seen all the cases in the Gemara. And it's if the concept can stand on its own and away from the halacha. It can't. You can't have a good picture of Yish Lomi Das unless you have all the cases in the Gemara. That Yish Lomi Das, it's negea for truma. It's negea whether or not you're making a shliach or you're allowing to protect truma. How does that have shaitz with Yish Lomi Das? So it's only when I know the cases well and I understand exact cases that it's possible to draw some accurate picture. And it's not only, it's not dry definitions, it's the sense of what it is that comes out from the whole thing. So there's one side of it is when a person believes that all you have is the levush, that's all he's interested in, that's all he knows, that's all he understands. That's one half of it. The other half of it is where the person thinks that the concept is something devoid of it. Let's give a mashal. One of the things that people find annoying in Chassidish Torah is that or a certain type of Chassidish Torah, is that, you know, you think that the say that the person is saying makes sense, maybe the inyan the person is saying has taunted, but it is totally not after the pasuk. I mean, the pasuk seems to be like an accident, and it's like it's you don't have a feeling that what you're saying is the oimik of the pshat in the pasuk. Somebody needed a kula litlis boy. He needed a place to hang his vert. So he hung it up on this vert. But it has zero shaykhs. Ramay Shapiro told somebody once that the person asked him, Ramay asked somebody what svarim used to prepare. The person almost was semis or something else in Agarata. And Ramay said, what's a tushto? So this person asked him, like, why? Like, I mean, in what way? Tell me the tushto on svarim is bigger. So Ramay said, svarim is a muchratik a sefer. You know, anyone who learns a svarim, your sense is he's getting home at the oimik of the nekuda. It's not the pshat is he has a pasuk where if you take every alternate vav and you slap it together, the gematria equals HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. The svasemis is a sefer that you feel is the herring, the oimik of whatever it is. It's not as if the pasuk is a distraction from the pshat. The pasuk is the gateway to the pshat. That's the hagash you get from it. So the world of of that we were mischanech on in Lamdis is that the ultimate Lamdis is a deeper deher in the words. I wrote once about Reb Nachum that Reb Nachum's godless was that when he finished his shir, his climax in the shir was, some people's climax in shir is how all the cheshbonos work out brilliantly. Some people's climax shir is in climax in a shir is the brilliant svara, deep svara. Reb Nachum's climax would be, that's exactly what Rashi says, dvorim kiksovan. And the spilus was that, wow, this is now that you've said it, this is what Rashi means. That was my chinuch and our chinuch in this world. Side remark, my shver zechan evracha. The town where Reb Nachum came from was called Truk. Truk was a suburb of Vilna and had a very large karoy kehillah. A karoy. There were two kehillahs. There was one in there, and there was one somewhere in Crimea. So when my shver made a joke with me, he said, "No, in Truk, kiksovim was a very important element in the seder." The morale, if the godliness of the morale is that the nekudas he says, you really sense are he's trying to get to the deepest sense of what the pasuk is. So when you talk about the chilek of seid of Torah, when people jump at it and they're raw, or when there's a certain when there's a certain denigrating of the world of pshat, then seid becomes something that is totally irrelevant to the oimik of the. It's not a new oimik ninyan; it's a code. So the marshal, you can read when you learn something. Let's say a person reads, talk about literature, a letter that somebody wrote to somebody else, and a chacham sits down and says, let's think a little bit more about what he wrote. The first thing he does is ask him about this and this. Why? Why didn't he ask him just, how are you? Take a look at what the person seems to be driving at. And there's depth to that, and the person can say a lot of divrei chacham in that. Another person will say, well, this letter is really a secret code to tell the person some marine is coming. And when he says Aunt Tilly, he means the submarine Tilly. And when he says this, he means this, that. It could be true. But then basically the text of the letter has absolutely zero value and zero connectivity. It's a code. You need to put a code in. That's it. When you're the hair of Panimius of Torah is that the Chitzonius has no Sheikhas, it's just a code they put in to be able to the sort of, I don't know, have to say it in, then you're missing it. That's not either what the Zohar Kodesh means. And then the pshat is you've taken Torah Shebe, the Torah that we have, the Nigla, the Shelah Kodesh has a Gevaldik of art. Someone asked him, can Nigla be Saisa Nista? So the Shelah Kodesh said, what does that mean? He says, Nista is the Nista in the Nigla. In other words, what is in, what's licked in there? And he says, by definition, it's as if he says your mistake is you think Nista is Zohar Kodesh, Nigla is Chumash, and let's see if you sometimes they can argue not. It's not the Musig Nista means the Pnimius of Torah. That's it's the Pnim of something. So that's what we're talking about. Al Kapanim, the point is very important to understand the role. Unless a person understands the nista through the nikla, if a person is oisik in the halacha shabai, the tzurah chitzonia shabai, and understands that this can be conceptualized further and further and further, then a person has a shaykhis to the oimik, to the pnim, and so on and so forth. But if a person just kind of, when this, and that was the snagdus to young people in nista, to making a public thing. The real snagdus wasn't to the learning of Nista. I mean, Milan Godel, the Gra, the Arizal, the you know, I mean, what are you talking about? That no one, there can't be a snag to that. And the Goyen was Isik. Most of his Isukim was in Nistar and so on. But it always was, the Nigla was seen as a gateway to it, not as a decoy. It's almost, in that world, it's a decoy. And b'meila, what happens is there's a tremendous zilzal in the Olam HaNigla. People can be amaratzim. People, it leads to zilzal in halacha. And the worst thing is, it leads to a misunderstanding of the pnimius. So a person doesn't understand. You can't understand the pnimius. So just like a child, imagine that instead of the child learning through objects, you know, mommy love mommy, sister love sister, bad boy don't like bad boy. So a child goes through years of that at different levels. So the musig of love, it becomes a davashal mamish. It's not love be davashal mamish, but at least if you right away start, if let's say some whacked out parent who read too many books on chinuch decides that instead of teaching these narishkeiten about love sister, love this and that, he's going to teach the child right away, you know, mommy, what is love? Love is a deeper connection between this and that. What you're teaching the child narishkeiten, and the child will not know not this and not that. It's not, you know, because there's no gateway to that. There's no gateway to pnimius ha-Torah by definition. You can't get inside without going to the outside. It's a definition like that. So if a person doesn't understand, you know, the chitzayim, I'll share a story. I was once, you know, when I started getting these in Yanim, I was a little bit, you know, so at some point I was kind of peeved. Like in the Litvish yeshivas, they never taught svasemes, they never taught this. It's just so much wealth, so many riches, v'chulu. You know how you talk. I don't know. It's kind of had a many years ago. I was in London for a simcha of somebody, and Shabbos, my host told me that, you know, here's Shal. If you want Shal Shudas, here's this, and this. I'm not going to come across Shal Shudas. I asked him, "What are you Shal Shudas?" He says he's davening in the Gerish Tibble. The Gerish Tibble, he learns Fasemis Bincha Lamayim, and that's it. So I said, I want to go with you. I want to hear it. I want to see it. You know, I took the matzah before. Whatever, fine. So I was really anticipating, and sure enough, after Mincha, everybody sits down, they take out all the Sfasemis, give everybody Sfasemis, and the head hancho, I don't know, it was a Rav or whatever he was, sits down and starts doing Sfasemis with Taylor. He says, Yosef Yehida, this is Pchinas Shabbos, this is Pchinas Yontif, this is Pchinas Taylor Shabbosah, this is Pchinas Shabbosah, this is Pchinas, this is Pchinas, this is Pchinas, and you see from this how much a person has to be Yerei Shemayim. But, so then I hopped that maybe I did learn something in the Yeshivas towards the Sfasemis, that I was able to get a Havana and its Fisa. In other words, to hack words is I mean, when somebody comes along and says, this is Shabbos Yomtiv, those words mean nothing. It's nonsense. It's when you're able to understand how within the context by abstracting something. But so that requires knowing the thing, getting used to the to those Mahalchim, and then understanding it, and that's what he means over here. That it's something where it's a lavush, so I can't get to the person. I don't meet people without a lavush. I can't recognize a person who's not wearing his lavush. Sometimes a person without glasses, without a yarmulke, sometimes a yarmulke falls off, and you can't recognize it's the person, not the person. I only know a person who lavush, but when I hug a person in lavush, I'm hugging the person also. And I always understanding how do I know a person? When I have a lot of interaction with a person and a lot of events and a lot of talking within the context of the speech and the interaction, that's when they hear the person. So upon him, it's important to the second half. So on one half, a person thinks Torah is only it's directions on how to live a good life. That's truncating Torah and giving the outer shell of Torah. It's so if a person thinks this is a Ratzon Kadosh, Ratzon Kadosh wants, okay, it's Torah, but he's missing the point. A person who says Torah is only about having different tikkunim and different this and that, person also doesn't get it, doesn't understand it, and is messing it up. It's understanding, like the Zohar Kodesh says, levush, guf, and neshama, and neshama to neshama. The way in which they heard the pnimius is through chitzonius. you know, when you meet somebody and you have no interaction with him, you can't inherit the person's penis. I mean, for me, I don't know, maybe I have a fetish, I have no way. But it's through the interaction, the flavor of the interaction. It's not even so-and-so helped me when I was down. That itself is crude. It's the feeling. How did he say those words? What are the words he used? What was the look on his face? The intangibles that I picked up in the tangibles. He helped me when I felt very down, but how he helped, what he helped, so on and so forth, it gives me the sense of the penis. Okay, any questions, any points, anything?
The way the Zayas sets it up is that Kilu, he said that we could have had a nicer writing in the Torah, yes, and things could have been better.
Right.
And LMI, it's not just what we see, there's deeper layers. But so why Taka couldn't have been, I'm not sure exactly which part he's referring to, but why couldn't it have been a more nicer and better setup mitzad the Nigla part?
Right. So let's explain. Imagine I'm telling a story to kids. That, you know, I'm a Pirche group leader. I have to keep kids entertained. So there's one type of story whose job is to keep the kids entertained. There's a second type of story that's trying to teach the kids some sort of lesson. It is much easier to come up with the story that entertains than a story that teaches a lesson. Because the story that's entertaining only deals with what's around me. So big monsters and all sorts of things. So the story only has to be misyach to that. And the mela, there's no end to the type of stories. When I'm trying to teach a lesson, I'm starting with the lesson and I'm trying to ask myself, how do I teach a kid about chesed, about kedusha, about this, about that? So I'm already, the story is not an end to itself, it's a chetimtza for something else. So anytime something's a chetimtza for something else, you're not getting the perfection of the story. You're not getting the most entertaining story. You're getting this most entertaining story that teaches you about helping somebody else or doing something. That's what I'm getting. So it's by definition almost, it can't be the most perfect story. You know, because it's just like, if I ask you to design the best, the nicest, the nicest item, so I'm free to do what I want. But if I ask you to design the nicest plate or the nicest cup, I already have some gvulas. It has to have a teich inside. It has to be able to hold something. It's not an object. It's an object that. So by defining it as an object that's a spes bimis, I'm now taking away from value in its own, but rather... Let's give an example. A Greek has a sculpture of a perfect goof. A perfect goof is all about muscles and so on and so forth. If I ask myself to design the perfect goof that can hold an neshama well, the goof would be less chomri because a person is very physical, is impatient, restless, whatever it is. It's not a perfect goof to hold a panemius. So by giving it a requirement that the purpose of this goof is to hold a premius, it can't be as perfect as a goof within itself. Okay.
Yeah. But this much everyone is masking, that the ikar of Torah to get to is the nister, even though you have to first go through the nigla, but the goal is eventually to get to nister.
Well, let's take the word nister away a second. The goal of Torah is Haskel v'yodea oisi, to know and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's less than the pasuk. It's a pasuk. Ki mezayis havas hal Haskel v'yodea oisi. It has to be that within the halachas of Baba Metzia and Nida and Erevin, there's a Haskel v'yodea oisi. So the ikur is the Haskel v'yodea oisi. How are they had a very shalom? So without anything else, that is the ikar of Torah. But the process, how much do I need to develop my thinking process? So that's what the Zohar says is you have to be oisik in the pnimish of the davar. you know, that's but that the pnim of it is the ikar. That's what the Maral is saying. That how to make an eruv itself is the actual halachas are physical halachas, but the musig of an eruv being kaveh rishus and the musig of a rishus and the musig of a rishus that's rabban rishus that's yachid and the musig of tiltel, as that extends deeper and deeper, that becomes closer and closer to haskavah de oisi. It's a never ending process, but that's so the answer is yes, but it's. It's only and the stress of the Gaon and Nefesh HaChaim who wrote about it, that's the point that he's making. His point that he's making is that there's only one gateway, and in every zilzal in the gateway costs you in understanding the Pnimiyus of it.
What does it mean that the Klal Yisrael is the Guf and the world is the Levush?
Because already Klal Yisrael as a tzibur, even this world, has a different surrogate. A person can detect a yid is different. A yid looks different. He keeps mitzvahs. A yid has different inyanim. So in this world itself already, the whole world itself, just like the levush to the guf is also a physical entity, but the entire levush is built around the person to keep him warm, to represent him. So in this world itself also, we say Yisrael, Bishul Yisrael, Shei Gereishis. So even this world, I can detect a chitzonius and a pnimius. There's a Bishvil Yisrael Shri Gracious.
What was the reason for Hasidus to start to do it? What would the Baal Shem Tov answer all this?
Because it has to do with people. People had gone to an extreme where they were Taifis Halacha as being about chickens. Soloveitchik once said from Yeshiva University that grandfather took Yeredeya out of the kitchen and brought it into the Beis Medrash. Until grandfather came, Yodei was about pots and pans, and he conceptualized it, and now it's... in other words, the people's tfisa had become... It was about the meat. And kashan, because there was no tam, there was no sense that, like he says, it was all about the stories of Atzmam, and so on. I once heard a Yerushalayim Yid, a very chashva Yerushalayim Yid, very old, I mean, like 3 days ago, he was still alive, old man, was speaking in Yeshua's Yaakov Shul Meisham. I went here and I heard this person's name, and he was like, and it was like, he told over Medrashim and said, wow, these are fantastic stories, you know, such wonderful things happen, such wondrous things happen, and so on and so forth. It was kind of strange. I never, you know, it's like been a long time since you take it kipshutam, and that's it. And it's everything's limited to a very, very, physical reality. It's problematic. It doesn't lend much more to a person, and the melech starts becoming dry and sterile. And that was their time now. If you understand it as a trail leading to something deeper, and you understand, even someone like Avraham Shaval Hirsch, his pnimius was a different pnimius, but it was also, in other words, the reason why he was not safe to inspire people was because they saw in dry halachas, they saw a world, and his world was a physical world, in a sense, society and its ideals and values. But it was a pnimius to a chitzonius, like to the Yekesha kind of, this is Zau Tutman and that's it. And everything is about the form and very little about the content. Then it dries out. It doesn't have a key, and it's, you're being monotic from its pnimius. That was the point. That's the point that he's making. Okay. Good. Guten. Good.